Big 5 men's women's doubleheader with the Penn women 63, the Temple women 55. We're ready for the men's game. We're ready for Scott Graham on the play-by-play.
Thank you very much, Dan Baker. The Quakers and Owls getting set to go here at McGonigal, and the tip is knocked out of bounds, and they are going to say that control of the basketball will go to the Temple Owls, moving from our right over to our left. Rick Brunson inbound for the Owls, wearing their white trimmed in cherry. Quakers wearing their road blue with the red and white trim. And Penn comes out of the man defense as Brunson brings it across, working on Maloney. This is Rick down at the left corner. Give it up to Eddie Jones, guarded closely by Barry Pierce. Cunningham looking for a post setup, but doesn't find one. And now it's Brunson on the outside, guarded by Maloney again. 15 on the shot clock as Brunson looks to dish off for Jones, left corner, and up around the arc he'll go as the shot clock moves to 10. Pierce right in his face as Jones goes between the legs, into the paint, off-balance jumper no good, but we got a foul call coming out of the play. And Eddie Jones is going to the free throw line as Barry Pierce picks up his first personal foul.
19-28 remaining in the first half of McGonigal Hall. We've just gotten underway. Penn and Temple are scoreless, but Eddie Jones has a chance to give Temple the game's first lead.
Jones at the free throw line. The first one is up, and it is good. Jones, of course, averaging 19.3 points per game, and he has been Temple's leading scorer in the early going, even eclipsing to a degree Aaron McKee, the Big Five Player of the Year last year. Jones misses the second. Maloney down with the board, and now the Quakers will get their first turn offensively against the matchup zone defense of John Chaney. That's exactly what they will be seeing, some pressure on the outside wings as Allen dishes off for Pierce. Now Barry off on the right sideline. Looking for someone to dish off to. Cross court, he goes for Allen. Now Jerome finds Moore at the free throw line. Back to Allen, and now left corner for Pierce. 15 on the shot clock as Pierce kicks back out again for Allen, and now back to Pierce, left corner. Now it's 10 on the shot clock. Up top, this is Allen. Back to Pierce. 7 on the shot clock as they go cross court. This is Allen, finds Trice. Right elbow jumper misses badly. Rebound down to Brunson. Now Rick into the forecourt. Looking to change direction as he takes left. Back over right for McKee. Guarded by Allen. This is McKee. Now in a bit of trouble, dishes off for Jones, lost the handle, almost a backcourt violation, but he got control back. Now McKee down the right sideline in front of the Penn bench. A lot of pushing and shoving going on down low as Brunson takes the pass right corner. He's working on Maloney. Back over for Jones, now off on the right side. 8 on the shot clock, both teams using it expressly, and now we've got a whistle. This is going to be a push-off foul against Derek McKee down low. And a big sophomore picks up his first, and the team's first. The Quakers will get it back.
You know, Scott, the Penn team and coaching staff took the subway up here tonight. The Broad Street Subway up in McGonigal Hall.
A true subway series. 1-0 Temple on top of the first 2 minutes. Now Moore, right elbow. They collapse around him. He goes cross-court for Allen. Take a three. Take in. Kick back out for Maloney on the three left side. Shot no good. Long rebound down to Brunson. They come down 2-on-2. This is Brunson. Leave off for McKee. And back to Rick. Wide open. Passes up the three. Takes to the free throw line. And kick back out for Aaron. McKee now pulls up from 18. Shot is short. Rebound for Cunningham. Gets the handle on the ball. Now drops it. Goes back up with it. Shot no good. Rebound for Jones. And he got the foot back. Temple leads 3-0. And so there you have it. Temple showing superiority early on the offensive boards. They've got a 3-0 lead as Maloney kicks for Pierce. Left side. Take into the lane. Dribble the ball off his foot. It goes out of bounds over to the Temple Owls. And that's exactly what I described before the game started. That's what's happening right now with Penn. And you know that Fran Duffy's going to sense emergency soon if this one doesn't get out of hand early. Precisely what happened to them last year at the Spectrum. This is Brunson. Out on the left side. Give it off for McKee now. Foul line extended 23 feet from the hoop. Bothered there by Jerome Allen as he dribbles between the circles. McKee off to Jones, who takes his place out on the left side around the arc. 15 on the shot clock. Again, they work the clock all the way down. Now we're down near 10 as McKee gets the ball in the paint. Backing in against Moore. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Rebound off the hand of Allen and out of bounds. And they save it in the same Temple's way with a fresh 35.
Scott, my own impression is that Penn may not win this game, but I don't think they're going to be blown out. In fact, I don't think anybody's going to blow out the Quakers this year.
We shall see. Time will tell. Aaron McKee now takes the inbound pass, and the Owls will work the shot clock again, leading by 3 minutes into this ballgame. This is Jones, back of his way in on Pierce. Turnaround shot is up. That's a nice touch, but it won't fall for him off the rim. Rebound taps off a couple of hands, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to stay Temple's way off Jerome Allen last.
I don't think Fran Dunphy agreed with that last call, but the 16:50 remaining in the first half, Temple leading 3-0, the Owls inbound in their fourth quarter.
Now this is McKee, hold between the circles, kickoff for Jones, left side, in the corner, taking toward the paint, fading jumper is no good, Maloney finally gets a rebound for the Quakers. Now here comes Pennant of the forecourt. Maloney, give off for Pierce, now down left corner, this is Trice. The matchup zone comes over to bother him and trap him, so he goes up top again for Jerome Allen. Allen dribbling around left side, finds Trice at the free throw line, back out for Pierce in a three, shot is no good, long rebound out, and Trice battles it away from Eddie Jones, now a pull-up 18-footer, shot no good, and a rebound down to McTee. Quakers still over from the floor as Temple comes into the forecourt. Now the Owls, leave off for Jones, make a three, as Pierce gives him some room and says shoot it if you want, but he won't, giving it back to Brunson off on the right side. Rick, give up for McKee, down to the right corner, drive baseline. Ball swiped away by Allen, and now they're going to call him for a push-off foul as there was a scramble for the loose ball. Allen picking up his first and the team's second personal foul, so it will be up to Temple to inbound the basketball when we come back. 15-58 now remaining here in the first half of play, just underway. We've got a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take one as well. It's the Temple Owls leading the Penn Quakers by a score of 3-0.
Scott Graham, I'm Dan Baker at McGonigal Hall. The big showdown in the city, Temple and Penn. The Owls coming in 7-2, ranked 11th and 13th in the country. Penn themselves ranked in the top 35. And with 15-58 remaining in the first half, it's Temple 3, Pennsylvania nothing. And it will be Temple basketball in the fourth quarter.
It's going to be Eddie Jones at the inbound, Dan. And as you mentioned, the Penn Quakers cold from the floor here in the early going. And really, Temple has not been a whole lot hotter. They've only got one basket to show for their trouble and a free throw leading 3-0 as Brunson controls the inbound. Working out Maloney. Looks for a screen, but Maloney avoids the key pick there. And now Brunson backs it out again. Working that down the right side, looking for someone to come open. Now he gets the ball into the hands of Jones in front of Fran Dunphy on the Penn bench. 15 on the shot clock now. Up top McKee with the pass thrown away, and now here's Maloney driving through the lane. Layup is good. Quakers are on the board. It's a 3-2 ball game.
First, Matt Maloney, whose dad Jim is the assistant coach at Temple, has played a lot of hoops on this floor. He's quite familiar with the McGonigal Hall hardwood.
And it puts Jim Maloney into an odd position to have to come up with a defense for his son. McKee now down the other way, left of the lane, pull-up jumper is good. Right over the top of Jerome Allen, Aaron McKee with his first two of the game, and it's the Owls by three, 5-2. This is Maloney, give for Allen, now down corner for Pierce. They go triangle pass to Trice, back outside on the top is Allen. Ball goes over the half-court line, but it was tipped. John Chaney didn't like the call. Now ahead, this is Pierce. Layup through the lane is no good, but Barry's going to pick up contact in the foul, so Barry Pierce will go to the free throw line now. With an opportunity to shoot two at the 14:55 mark remaining in the first half.
That was a nice drive by Barry Pierce cutting across the lane and then ducking in for a layup that just rolled off.
Barry's a 67% shooter, and the other night hit the milestone against Harvard of his 1,000th point in his Penn career. He hits the first, and we'll have one more try. Attempting to get the Quakers back within a point. Pierce studies it. Now strokes the shot. It's good. 5-4. Temple on top. No substitutions so far in the game. You know there won't be many for Temple, and there also won't be all that many for the Quakers. This is Jones taking to the forecourt. Dribbling between the circles. Worked down by Pierce. Barry bothering him defensively. Jones picked up the pivot foot and no call of traveling. Now the ball going to be given to McKee down in the left corner. McKee going to look up around the arc. Stutter step dribble. Pull-up jump shot from 17 is a bit short. Rebound taken down off the hands of Jones. It goes out of bounds and back over to the Quakers.
Well, there were two good players on each other right there. Jerome Allen guarding Aaron McKee. And Jerome Allen forced Aaron into a bad shot. And it's 10 basketball trailing by 1-5-4.
There's at least six really special ball players on the floor at all times tonight, as long as the starters are in there. This is Maloney, give it back for Allen, way outside for the three. That shot is no good, and the rebound down to Cunningham. The Quakers continue to be icy from the floor on anything they've taken from the perimeter. This is Brunson, crossover on the dribble on Maloney. Picks up the screen on the outside, dish off for Jones. And now Jones taking it up around the arc. Jones, give it back over for McKee. Now back over to Brunson. Brunson going to work it up at the top of the circle. Now give off for Jones, and we've got a foul call down low. William Cunningham going to be called for pushing off against Eric Moore. For Cunningham, that is going to be his first and the team's third foul Quakers will now inbound. 13:52 to go till halftime as Jason Ivey is going to see his first action. He checks in to replace the big guy, William Cunningham.
In the early going, Eddie Jones has 3 for Temple. Aaron McKee, 2. Barry Pierce has 2 free throws. And Matt Maloney, a field goal for Pennsylvania. Temple leads by 1, 5-4.
This is Maloney. Up top, he finds the ball to the hands of Moore. Now Eric. Working the outside, give it up for Jerome Allen. He looks for the cross-court skip pass, but Maloney was stopped by Eddie Jones, who covered up the passing lane nicely. Now in between the circles, 13 on the shot clock as Maloney works out left side. This is Matt. Going back between the legs. Picks up the screen in traffic. Three-pointer up. That shot is no good. Long rebound out to Ivy. And here come the Owls back the other way with a one-point lead. Brunson down the right side. Rick working on Barry Pierce. They switched off defensively. Now McKee through a screen, wide open for 3. Shot no good. Rebound down off the hands of Pierce, but he controls and gets it back out for Matt Maloney. But both teams very cold from the floor here in the opening 7 minutes of play.
Well, Penn hasn't had very good shots, and their shot selection has not been the best, but they're playing excellent defense.
Now Moore has the ball swiped away. It goes out of bounds into the Temple bench, off the Owls, and back over to the Quakers. They'll inbound with 22 remaining on the shot clock.
With Scott Graham, I'm Dan Baker. You're listening to Big 5 Basketball on WSSJ, 1310 on your AM dial.
This is Barry Pierce. Now on the right elbow finds Trice. Cross court for Jerome Allen. Up top, he finds Pierce again, and now back to Maloney. Quakers not doing a great job of penetrating against his defense. Now Allen pulls the trigger from 3. Shot is no good. Trice with a big offensive rebound and a putback is no good, but he drew contact. Jason Ivey whistled for the foul, and Sean Trice is going to the free throw line with an opportunity to give the Quakers their first lead of the night.
Sean has had a couple of big offensive rebounds early, and the junior forward started the final 13 games of the regular season in 92-93. And you know, in that stretch, the Quakers were a perfect 13-0.
He really also came to the fore in that Christmas tournament they played out in Washington. First shot for Trice is up and good. A 52% free throw shooter, matching the number on his back. That's something the Quakers would like to see improve because of the fact that playing on the inside, you have a tendency to get fouled and make trips to the line quite a bit.
Sean is Penn's rebound leader, average-wise, 6.7 a game.
One more try for Sean Trice. Tim Krug is getting set to check into the ball game for the Quakers. He now moves over to the scorer's table and looks like he's obviously going to be replacing Trice if the free throw is good. It is not, however. Maloney with the rebound. It came over the top of everyone to Matt Maloney. Now Jones flicks the ball out of bounds, but it goes back to the Quakers with 32 on the shot clock. And it will be Tim Krug checking into the ball game, and he will be replacing Eric Morris. Krug gives him the added benefit of having an outside shot, a 55% three-point shooter. Now this is Allen. Find Krug at the free throw line. Kick back out for Maloney. Wide open three left side is no good. And the rebound goes over the basket through Forge. It'll go back over to Temple. We remain tied at just 5 apiece. We played almost 8 minutes of basketball.
In the latest polls, the Quakers received 37 votes, 33rd place in the AP Top 25. They received 78 votes for 34th place in the U.S. Press Top 30 poll.
Now on the right side, this is Eddie Jones, flipping it inside for Mateen. Nice catch there, drive down and a dish off for Mateen, but he's traveled with the basketball. Mateen made the cardinal mistake of a big man trying to put the ball on the floor after catching it well, and he shuffled his feet trying to dish off for Mateen, so it goes back over to the Quakers now as we cross the 12-minute mark. 11:55 to go in the first half, and just 5 apiece is the score. Good defense from both sides. This is Pierce. On the outside, left side. Left elbow jumper floating in is no good. It rimmed down on the rebound down to Ivy. Up ahead. He'll go for Brunson. Now Rick to the middle of the floor. Very deliberate in their style of the Temple Owls. Brunson comes off the screen, fires up a 3, and he hit it. Rick Brunson down the screen off on the left side. He's got his first 3 of the game, and the Owls have a 3-point lead. 8-5 is the score. This is Maloney for Trice, and back to Maloney again. Triangle passing again as they look down to the inside for Trice for the turnaround jumper from 6. That's an air ball over the top of the back of the rim, and Ivy down with the rebound. And once again, as I saw last year, Dan, I'll say it again, the Quakers look intimidated out there. This is Jones off on the right side. Foul line extended. Give it for McKee up top of the circle. Now he looks for a screen and finds one. They'll switch off defensively. The key wide open, but McKee doesn't see him. Give off for Brunson out on the right side. Rick directs some traffic as the shot clock winds down near 10. Back out near half court now, guarded by Maloney. He picks up the screen, runs it out down left of the lane, in some traffic there, tries to dish off, finds McKee in the paint. Just before the shot clock expires, shot up no good, rebound down at Krug. Temple worked for the shot, and they got a good one from Aaron McKee that wouldn't fall. And now here come the Quakers the other way as they get set to bring Andy Barana into the game. This is Trice down left corner. He's going to kick it back up top again for Maloney. But a steal now for Brunson. He floats in and lays it home. 10-5, Temple on top by 5. Big turnover for the Quakers, and for 10, only their second of the ball game so far, but Rick Brunson now has 5 of his team's 10 points.
Temple's defense can force their opponents into mistakes such as that one.
This is Maloney cross-court again for Allen. Jerome in between the circles, looking for someone to dish off to. Matchup zone creating all kinds of problems here. Find a Maloney on the outside, and they do. Ivy gets there quickly to try to shut off a three-point shot, and he does. Now cross-court for Allen. Jerome is in trouble there, lost the handle on the dribble, but they say he did because Aaron McKee fouled him. And McKee's going to pick up his first personal. That's already the 15th foul on the Owls here at the 9:55 mark. And we're going to take a timeout as there is one on the floor. 9:55 now to go here in the first half of play. And the Temple Owls lead the Penn Quakers by a score of 10-5. Back with more from McGonigal right after this. Experience the excitement of college basketball when the Penn men and women's teams host Lafayette College next Monday at the Palestra. The Quaker women kick off this Palestra doubleheader at 5:45, and the game will be followed by the men's game at 8 o'clock. For tickets to this doubleheader and other Penn games, call the Palestra ticket office at 215-898-6151. That's 215-898-6151 for Penn's men and women's team against Lafayette College next Monday night at the Palestra.
Well, Scott, Andy Barada is coming into the Penn forecourt. Andy very likely would have been a starter this season for the Quakers until he tore the cruciate ligament in his knee in preseason practice. Now, while he requires an operation after the season, he is playing with a brace. He had 10 points in the win over Dartmouth on Saturday night. That was 71-51.
Most people would look at you and say that's not something they'd ever heard of before, to tear the anterior cruciate ligament. When you see a pro athlete go down with that, you're usually talking a year to a year and a half. However, there were accompanying tendons that are almost always torn when the cruciate ligament is torn that weren't in Andy's case, which allowed the knee to stabilize itself to a degree and allowed Andy to continue playing through what is probably a pretty painful occurrence right now, but he still is able to play with that brace, and that's why you see Andy Barana out there on the floor.
Yeah, he needs the brace. He cannot play without it, and will have an operation at the conclusion of the season. 9:55 remaining in the first half at McGonigal Hall in Philadelphia. Temple 10-10-5.
And now the Quakers do inbound underneath their own hoop. This is Jerome Allen to do the duty. Looking to get it inside, and he does with a long pass over the head of the Temple defense to Barry Pierce. Now this is Maloney holding. Rod is setting up for a screen. Maloney on the outside. Kick out for Allen. Allen holds right side up to the top of the circle. Find Pierce in the lane. Spin move there. Left-handed shot is up no good. And a rebound down to Ivy. Quakers are not shooting well at all. Just 9% before that shot. Now make them 1 out of 12 or 8% for the ball game. This is Jones working it around the outside. The Owls have shot much better at 33% at that last time out. This is McKee. Down low left block. Ivy's turnaround jumper is good. Off the glass and over Tim Cruz. The Owls with their biggest lead at 12-5.
Well, if you're a Penn fan, you don't want to see the Quakers fall behind by too much.
Barry Pierce. Now into the forecourt, holds between the circles, give it up for Krug, who drives in, kicks cross-court for Pierce, but it's stolen away by Jones. He's flying in, it's showtime, bam!
Yeah, you could see that pass coming from across court. Eddie Jones certainly did, as Tim Krug telegraphed that pass, and it leads to another Temple field goal, 14-5 Owls.
Now Maloney, right corner three, is up, that shot no good. Long rebound down to Pierce. Quakers cover the offensive glass. In the post for Barana, back outside again. This is Allen on the left side, and now he directs traffic, giving for Maloney on the right. Two guards passing it around the outside. Allen driving to the lane. Dish off for Krug and a beauty, and we got a goaltending call coming against Jason Ivey. Credit Tim Krug with his first 2 points of the game, and Quakers draw within 14-7 on a gorgeous feed from a penetrating Jerome Allen, Dan.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? Drexel trying to gain a measure of respect against St. Joseph's, and they forced the Hawks into overtime earlier this year at Alumni Memorial Fieldhouse. But I think a lot of people would have you believe that Drexel is not at that next level yet, and until they beat a Big Five school or a few other schools with prominent names, they won't be given that respect.
Now it is Jones, nails it from 17 feet away on the left side. Jones with 7 of his team's 16 points. And again, it's the Owls by 9, 16-7. This is Maloney. Now taking it up, he's wide open from 3. He'll fire it and hit it. Matt Maloney needed that one to get off his stride. He's only shooting at 39% from the floor and 33% from three-point range. Now he's got 5 in the ballgame, and the Quakers are back within 6. He bothers Brunson now defensively. There's a screen. Batiste sets it for him. Now rolls off the screen, but Brunson decides to keep out on the right side. Maloney gets back to his defensive assignment. 17 on the shot clock. Brunson now goes around Maloney. Dish off for Jones. Fakes the jumper. Takes toward the lane. Barada there to bother him. And now Maloney really bothering him. Jones in some trouble. Give for McKee. Drive down left side of the lane. And we got a foul call coming against Barry Pierce. They call Barry for pushing off as McKee drove left of the lane. That's foul number 2 on Barry. And the third team foul on the Quakers.
Earlier tonight in the first half of a Penn Temple men's women's doubleheader, the Penn women defeated the Temple women 63-55. There's a timeout on the floor. 7:25 remaining in the first half at McGonigal Hall. The score, Temple 16, Penn 10. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to McGonigal Hall. We have 7:25 left in the first half of play. It's been slow offensively, big on defense. Temple leading Penn in the game of the year in the city. Make no mistake about it. 16-10 the score right now. The Quakers with some trouble offensively, and Temple was doing a terrific job defensively with that matchup zone defense of theirs.
In other Big Five basketball, Villanova is at Richmond tonight. In other Division I men's basketball in Philadelphia, Drexel is at Rutgers, and we'll have the complete Drexel-Rutgers broadcast for you with Pat Delsey and Art Hunter coming up immediately following tonight's Penn Temple game.
Drexel coming off a real tough loss last night at West Point to Army. Now Jones to inbound as we get back to live action. Batiste, pass is thrown away. Maloney intercepted it. Here comes Allen. He's going to try to make something happen. Kick back out for Tegler, who walked, no call. Here's the late whistle, and they got him for traveling. No doubt about the call. The Quakers turn it over for the fourth time.
I thought for just a minute that Scott was going to get away with that, and I think Fran Dunphy didn't think there was a travel.
There was most certainly a travel. I think Duff is probably getting on. Is that down there? Is that Bonder down there? He's probably getting on him about the late whistle. Now this is Brunson off on the right side near the sideline. Dribbling right in front of Dunphy as Maloney calls for some help defensively. Wanted a trap, didn't get it. Now Jones off on the left side. He's going to give it for McKee. This is Aaron. Working it out on that right side. 12 on the shot clock as he dishes off for Ivy. Left elbow.
Scott Kaker has that left wrist heavily taped. And he came down that hard in the win over Harvard Friday night. We talked to him after the game, and he had a big ice bag on it.
Andy Barada is going to get hit for a personal foul, holding down low against Jason Ivey, who is trying for some position there. That's going to be Andy's first and the team's fourth. Temple to inbound now, 6:49 left of the half, still just 16-10. This could end up with one of those final scores like the old Penn Princeton game in the 30s. This is Brunson, give it off to Jones. Left side foul line extended. Jones working on Tegler. They're using all the time that's allotted to them now. Great crossover dribble and a fadeaway jumper is up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, and Batiste got called for going over the back of Andy Barada. Derek just picked up his second and the team's sixth.
Great job by Barada blocking out. And see, that's what they... See, Andy gives you some muscle in there. He goes about 215, 220, and just did an effective job blocking out.
William Cunningham getting set to check into the ball game, but the next whistle, Quakers into the forecourt now with Scott Kegler handling the basketball, working on the key. Now a kick for Allen out left side of the corner. This is Maloney, drive, dish off for Krug, and a short jumper is good. King Krug with one hand from about 10 feet in. 16-12, Quakers back within 4, and Krug's got 4 of his team's points. Runs it again, works on Maloney. Now dribbling it up around the arc, he'll move it over to the right side before giving it up for Jones. Kegler right there on his face. Brant Duffy's yelling for defense. Now down low. They get it for Batiste. Collapse around him. Turnaround jumper no good. And a foul call coming on Jason Ivey now for jumping over the back of Andy Barada and Tim Krug. Ivey has just picked up his second, and that is going to put the Temple Owls up over the limit, which means he's got shots coming back down the other way.
Another great job by Barada forcing Batiste away from the basket on the right baseline to make that shot more difficult and more awkward. Worse than this, and then Penn, in the person of both Barada and Krug, did a good job blocking out. That's how they do the personal foul on Temple. 5:49 left in the first half. Temple 16, Penn 12.
Griffith's a 67% free throw shooter, and he's pinned down to the line with an opportunity to get his team back within a bucket. First one is up, and he missed it. The rebound down to Cunningham. Going to kick himself for that one, especially in this low-scoring game. Quakers in the bonus now the rest of the way. They only have 14 fouls, so it'll be a while yet before Temple is shooting. This is Brunson working on Maloney, backing his way in toward the foul line. Now off on the right, leave off for McKee. Aaron hasn't had much chance to get in the offense. Now his leftover jumper is on the way. Shot no good, but it's tipped home by Eddie Jones. Rams up, he wanted an offensive interference going, he didn't get it.
Eddie came up from immediately underneath the basket and very deftly flicked it in.
Now Maloney the other way, misses badly on a three-pointer. Little depth perception problem there as he only hit the bottom of the net scores. 18-12, Temple looking to press their six-point lead as we hit the five-minute mark. This is Brunson, kick off for Jones, three-pointer left corner, it's up no good. Rebound down to Barada, and he'll dish off for Maloney as Mack brings the Quakers across. This is Jerome Allen in front of the Temple bench. Fake the shot, now lean in, take the shot. It's no good. Rebound down to Jones, and the Quakers getting beat off the boards now. Very few offensive chances. If you don't shoot and you don't offensive rebound, you have a lot of trouble scoring, and that's exactly what's happening to both teams right now. McKee, spin move, left baseline, shot up, back iron, no good, and the rebound down to Jerome Allen. Now a little fancy footwork as he comes to the forecourt. Maloney will try a three. It's no good. Rebound down to Tim Krug, however, off the hand of Jones. He saves for Kegler, and Scott goes back to the top for Jerome Allen. Now at the foul line, Barada. Back out to Maloney, left corner. Krug's going to try his three. That shot is no good. And a rebound for Barada off the weak side. Quakers with a third shot at it. Allen up top. He'll try the three and hit it. 18-15. The Quakers back within three as Jerome Allen scores for the first time on the night.
That was the Quakers' best offensive series tonight. They passed the ball around that zone beautifully and quickly. They got two offensive rebounds and a three-point field goal from Jerome Allen.
That's really the key to playing the matchup zone, Dan. You've got to get the ball to spots very quickly because those passing lanes get cut down in an instant. This is Eddie Jones working the outside. Crosses over on the dribble. Nice spin move and a drop step in the lane, but the shot is no good. Rebound for Kegler ahead to Maloney. He's one on three. He'll wisely wait for some help. Quakers can get to within two or one, close as they've been in a while. Kegler up top. Now going to give it back for Allen. He's going to go inside for Krug, and the alley-oop is good. Tim Krug with a nice catch and a put-in. It's an 18-17 ball game, and Tim Krug off the bench has six of the Quaker points. How about this?
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all. This game, I think, could go either way, and it'll probably go right to the wire.
Runs to the McKee in the lane, but Andy Barada gets called for a holding, trying to keep Aaron McKee from catching that pass. Andy's going to pick up his second personal foul, and that'll be the 15th foul on the Quakers. So Temple will inbound when we come back. We've got a timeout on the floor. Actually, we're going to keep it right here. My apologies. We're going to keep it right here, and apparently we have a special commercial announcement.
Yes, we do. And the special commercial announcement is about the next Big Five doubleheader.
I can't wait.
It takes place at the Spectrum on Tuesday night, January 25th. It begins at 7 o'clock with LaSalle Penn, 9 o'clock, St. Joseph Temple. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets in the Delaware Valley, as well as the Spectrum box office, and at all of the participating schools. LaSalle University, the University of Pennsylvania, St. Joseph University, and Temple University. If you had the pleasure to be at the Spectrum on Saturday afternoon, December 11th, as were some 15,000 others to watch Penn nip St. Joseph and Temple edge Villanova, I'm sure you'll want to get another taste of that exciting Big Five City Series action. Next doubleheader, Tuesday night, January 25th at the Spectrum.
Terrific doubleheader as well. And once again, the first doubleheader produced a couple of games that people thought might not be that close because Penn was playing at full strength. St. Joe's was not. And St. Joe's stayed right in that ballgame, had a great chance to win it, one-point ballgame. And then Villanova going up against the Temple team, completely outmanned. And the Wildcats played them tough right down to the last minute.
I'll tell you what else I wouldn't be surprised. The LaSalle Explorers are 7-5, coming off of an overtime victory over Notre Dame on Saturday night. And even though Penn is highly regarded and will be favored against LaSalle, as Temple is favored tonight against Penn, then last year
Penn crush LaSalle Pacific Center, I think the Explorers will get the Quakers again.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that there is a motivation factor there, because Penn blew them away at the Civic Center last year, right on their home floor, and they've been talking about this game at the Civic Center and around LaSalle for a while now. So looking forward to that Big 5 doubleheader coming up January 25th at the Spectrum. Back to live action now as Jones will inbound for McKee and now off to Brunson inside the half-court stripe. We've got 3:10 left in the first half. It's Temple 18, Penn 17. This is McKee back over to Brunson. Rick will work it around right side. Now back over to left for McKee. They wind the shot clock down as Ivy controls. And now the outside passing game, trying to move it around as the Quakers have fallen back into a 2-3 zone. They'll try to break over the top of it. The best way to do it is find a seam and fire the J. This is McKee. Outside kickoff for Jones. He will fire the jumper. Shot is up, no good. Rebound down to Maloney. Lost the handle on the dribble for a moment, but now the Quakers come down with a chance to take their first lead of the ballgame. Allen, kickoff for Maloney. Left side. It's in trouble there. Now he's going to take it back to the top again and reset it.
Jones is guarding Maloney and Temple's man-to-man.
Now this is Allen back outside for Maloney. Still matching up on the zone.
Yeah, well.
And what happens is it in fact becomes man-to-man at times and drops back to zone inside. This is Pierce all by himself. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now for Maloney up top. Six on the shot clock. At the foul line. Jumper, no good. Rebound down to Ivy. And here come the Owls back the other way at the 209 mark. Brunson, cross court for McKee. He's going to dribble it back up to the top again. Temple appears a little bit confused by Penn switching defenses every time down the floor. It was a 2-3. Now it's man coverage again. This is McKee. Off for Ivy and now to Jones on the right side. Guarded by Pierce. Nice screen set by Ivy as Jones drives to the top of the circle. Back over to Ivy right side. 10 on the shot clock now as they get it back to Brunson to start the play. The play's going to be a three-point jumper. Shot no good. Rebound for Eric Moore and a foul call on William Cunningham for going over the back of Moore. So we're going back down the other way as Cunningham has picked up his second and Eric Moore is going to shoot the 1-1 with a chance to give the Quakers the lead.
Eric Moore has come back for Andy Barada, but he is using the Barada style that Andy played with so effectively in that 4 or 5 minutes of action that he saw. I'm sure when Eric Moore was sitting on the bench next to head coach Van Dunphy, Van was pointing out that, you see what he's doing there? See the experience? Put your body on that man. Don't let him get that close to the basket.
Now we're finding out now what Eric Moore can do. His first free throw is up, and it's no good. Missed it short. Rebound down to Ivy. A couple of opportunities for the Quakers from the free throw line have got a bit awry here tonight. Then at 34, left in the first half, Temple leading 18-17, an uncommonly low-scoring game. Brunson bounces low for Jones, back out top to Brunson, into the lane and back out right for McKee. He'll drive in toward the paint and pull up for the jumper. It's good. 12-footer over Jerome Allen, and Aaron McKee has 4 points.
And that field goal was closely contested all the way by the co-MVP of the Ivy League a year ago, Jerome Allen.
Now Allen for three, and he got it out of the left corner, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game at 20. With just over a minute to go till halftime, a couple of Jerome Allen three-pointers, he's got 6 points. This is Brunson works down the right side, under the 1 minute mark. Got about a 22-second differential between the shot and the game clock, so Penn should get one more possession. This is McKee. They're bringing it up around the arc, back toward the middle of the floor. Now crossover on the dribble, work on Allen, leaning jumper up and good. Boy, he's looking to school there. Aaron McKee on the inside from 14 feet away. And now we've got a 3 second differential, 2 seconds between the game and shot clock, so the Quakers can ostensibly hold to the last possession here, trailing by two. And it looks as though they probably will contest, after not playing well in the first half, to get out of here still in the ballgame and get back to the dressing room. Maloney dribbling near half court. 20 now on the game clock. 18 on the shot clock.
Of course, a three could give the Quakers a lead at intermission.
This is Maloney. Give back for Pierce again. Just 8 on the shot clock now as they give it to Allen. Left of the lane. Into the lane. Shot up. No good, but he drew the foul with 7 seconds left of the half. And Jerome Allen is going to the free throw line as a big guy, William Cunningham, has just picked up his third personal foul. And you know that was not in John Chaney's plans. He brings the big guy over to the bench. And Chris Osmond is now checked into the game for the Temple Owls with 7 seconds left of the half. Jerome Allen going to the line to try to tie this one up again.
Chris Osmond is a 6'4 junior out of Lilburn, Georgia. Jones, Osmond, Brunson, McKee
and Ivy.
And Ivy on the floor for the Owls.
Jerome Allen's first one is good. He's a 91% free throw shooter. Now has 7 points for the game. One more try, but Temple will have ample time to get a shot away with 7 seconds remaining here in the half. One way or another, a very low-scoring first half here at McGonigal. Second one for Allen is up. That's also good. 22 apiece. 7 seconds to go, and now Temple with the length of the floor to go to get off the last shot of the half.
There's that new free throw shooting style by Allen where he spreads those legs very wide apart at the foul line.
They inbound for Osmond. Back over to Jones. 5 seconds left in the half. Quickly into the forecourt. He races down the floor. Running one-hander is up. No good. That follow is good for McKee. A gorgeous play by Aaron McKee. They call the basket good. He's got 8 points now for the game. And Temple, at the buzzer, gets a halftime lead of 24-22. So it may not be exactly what you thought you might see, but it is a very tight ball game, and we still have one half to go here on North Broad Street. Once again, at halftime, it's Temple 24, 10-22, and we'll be back with more from McGonigal at halftime right after this.
The biased side, but being a Big Five fan, when you go out, you got to get a copy of one of those programs, because if you're talking about the history of the Big Five, it is all right there in front of you, including game by game, Big Five games that have been played over history, the key points of each game and capitalized. I mean, it's a great reference material for what I do, but just if you're a fan, terrific book to have.
We were sold out of programs by the first half of the first game.
Well, we're going to have to print up some more for the next one. Now we've got 20 minutes of basketball to play here on North Broad Street. It is Temple 24, 10-22. The Quakers to inbound now. From the half-court mark, they'll be attacking the basket off on our left. And Dan and I sit high above McGonigal Hall. The game of the year is now underway in the second half. This is Matt Maloney giving it off for Jerome Allen. Now cross-court he goes for Barry Pierce. Flip it down low for Moore and back out for Pierce. Now up top for Allen. Cross-court, Maloney's got an open three. It's no good. Rebound down to Moore. Back outside, Allen's open for three. That shot is good. And the Quakers have a 25-24 lead. That is their first advantage of the game. 11 points now for Jerome Allen. Three of them coming on three three-pointers. Nine of them coming on those three three-pointers. This is Brunson for Jones in front of the Temple bench. John Cheney exhorting his players on as Jones goes into the lane. Floater with one hand is around the rim, and it's good. That's down the rim, the backboard, and back to the rim again. Eddie Jones has 11 points of his own, and Temple reclaims the lead by a point.
The Owls led by seven twice in the first half, a 12-5 and 14-7.
Now Maloney from way downtown misses on a three, and McKee rips down the rebound. Matt Maloney still has not found the range from the perimeter. This is Brunson. Take down toward the right side. Right-handed dribble for the left-handed player working on Maloney. And now McKee going to run the baseline. They run four away from Brunson. He's solo out on the right side. They find McKee coming off a screen. Left side three up and no good. Rebound down to Eric Moore. Moore takes the ball down and give it ahead for Jerome Allen. Obviously, Allen's starting to get the idea here that he's going to have to turn it up a notch, and so is Barry Pierce. Down low, this is Trice. In some trouble. They trap him down low. Ball's on the ground. He picks back up again and gets out for Maloney. Now this is Moore. Left elbow jumper's on the way. Too strong. Rebound down to Cunningham. William Cunningham took the ball away from his own teammate, Aaron McKee. Really no one there for the Quaker rebound except for Sean Trice, who was boxed out. Now this is Brunson off right side. Give it up for McKee on the top. Aaron going to find his screen. Now the Quakers switch off defensively, and McKee's going to have to back it out again. Allen back on him now as McKee takes him into the lane. Floater jumper is up. That shot no good. Rebound tapped around, and it comes free to Sean Trice, who covers with two hands. 26-25. Temple, 18 minutes left. Up ahead, Maloney finds Barry Pierce. He'll take in toward the lane. Floating one-hander is good with the left hand. Barry Pierce with his 4 points. And again, it's the Quakers by one. It's 27-26.
He could not have made that field goal had he not gone to the left hand, and he did it beautifully.
Young players, the importance of developing both hands. Whatever your strong hand is, obviously you're going to use that more often, but you need the other one. Now McKee for three on the top. That shot no good. Pierce with the rebound, likes the numbers, he'll look to run. Up ahead for Allen. Leads back behind for Maloney. And the three-pointer is good. Quakers by four, 30-26. 8 points now for Matt Maloney.
Where with fans empty, love to see Matt Maloney get hot.
Maloney has not been so far. Quakers sitting back now in a 2-3 defense, almost a matchup zone of their own. This is Brunson up top of the circle. Given for Jones left side and now down to McKee left corner. Back up top. This is Rick again. And he'll go cross court for McKee with 12 on the shot clock. Back to Brunson up top. Now Jones all by himself from 3-point range. He hit it. We're tied at 30 as Eddie Jones buries it from 22 feet away on the right side for his 14th point of the game. Barry Pierce into the forecourt. The offensive tempo has picked up considerably here in the first 3 minutes of this half. Now Maloney, try from three again, left side. That shot around, in and out, and the rebound back down to Cunningham. Owls with a chance to retake the lead now themselves as Brunson leaves back behind for Jones, and he'll take down left side. Crossover on the dribble, into the lane. Shot is on the way, no good. Rebound, taps off a couple of hands, and Maloney comes free with it.
I have a feeling this is going to go right down to the wire. This is Maloney for Allen up at the top. Finds Pierce off right side. Now back to Maloney. Not going to dribble it up around the arc and switch the direction of the floor. He finds Jerome Allen, and now Pierce down left corner. Barry going to pull up, try a three-pointer of his own. That shot is good. Barry Pierce from 21 feet away on the left side. It's 7 points. Five of them here in the opening moments of this half. And the Quakers now have themselves a 33-29 lead. I guess they called that Eddie Jones shot a two-pointer.
Barry Pierce recently...
Oh, that's right. They were down by four.
Became the 23rd Penn Quaker, reached the 1,000-point career scoring plateau.
And Rick Brunson hits, fading away, and draws the foul. Brunson on a turnaround shot from the right elbow. Quaker foul coming against Barry Pierce, and now Brunson goes to the line with a chance for the three-point play and can draw his team back within a single point. That's going to be the third personal on Barry Pierce. Bit of foul show over a vital cog in the Quaker machine.
Scott, this is my third game tonight. Beginning at 3:45 this afternoon. Well, let's watch these Brunson foul shots first.
Foul shot singular as Brunson does in at a 71% shooter. Buries it, the traditional three-point play, and draws Temple back within a point of 33-32. We've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll take it as well. 15:52 left in the game, and we got a beauty on our hands here at McGonigal. It's 10:33, Temple 32.
Well, could the Quakers be making their way to the top 20? Which a victory tonight against Temple almost certainly would help them achieve. 15:52 remaining in the contest. 10:33, Temple 32. Scott, I told you I've seen a triple header today. At 3:45 this afternoon, I went across the bridge to the West Deptford Middle School, where I watched my son Darren and his West Deptford Middle School teammate defeat the Collingswood Middle School 61-44. And that Darren Baker had 6 points and 12, count them, 12 assists.
He is just a major distributor. What was part two of the double?
Part two, the Penn women 63, the Temple women 55, and here it's the Penn men 33, the Temple men 32, 15:45 remaining in the game.
And the Quakers trying to hang up against the number 13 team in the country. McKee off the steal, going to take it down. Now looks to lay it up and in. Temple by a point, 34-33.
Sean Price did not protect the basketball. He gave it up, and Temple takes the lead.
Aaron McKee now has 10. This is Allen. Give off for Maloney down in the left corner. Fire a three. Shot no good. And the rebound down to Derek McKee. William Rice is checked into the game to replace William Cunningham for the out. Came in at that last break. Now he gets the ball down low and lays it home. Great position from Rice and a good look from McKee. His first two of the game gives Temple a three-point lead.
That's the first we've seen of William Rice, a 6'6 sophomore.
Now Allen for three, and he hit it over the top of Rice. I can't believe it. Jerome Allen, ready to pull the trigger, now has 14 points on the ball game. 4 3-pointers. 36 apiece with 14:50 left. This is Jones up at the top, working on Barry Pierce, Quakers man defense. McKee off right side. Allen right in his face. Jerome is really turning it up at us tonight. McKee down to the baseline, leans in, tries for the contact, doesn't get it, also missed the shot. Rebound down to Moore, quick outlet for Allen. He likes the numbers and he'll run. Down the lane, quick off for Maloney. 18-foot jumper is good. Pat Maloney from the left side on the baseline gets his 10th point of the game, and it's 38-36.
And another assist by Jerome Allen.
He's had quite a few. Good idea to run there, 3-on-2. Now Jones spins into the lane, shot is up. It's around the rim, no good, but he did get contact, and that will be a personal foul on the Quakers, and Sean Trice is going to pick up his first. Also going to put Eddie Jones on the line with a chance to shoot a pair on Penn's second personal foul this half.
We mentioned another Big Five action. Villanova is at Richmond tonight. Coming up later this evening on a tape delay broadcast right here on WSSA 1310 AM, Drexel at Rutgers. Tomorrow night in the Big Five, LaSalle hosts St. Joseph at Pacific Center. That's an 8 o'clock start.
Jones rolls the first one over the front of the rim for his 15th point of the game. Now you can make him 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. One more try for Eddie Jones to try to knock this game at 38. He shoots, and it's no good. Rebound down to Krug. Quakers still lead by a point. Tim came in at that last whistle to replace Sean Trice. Now this is Maloney. Triangle passing up top for Moore. Back outside for Allen. Good feed for Krug. Right baseline jumper up. No good. And the rebound down to the tee. Both teams making some adjustments, obviously, at halftime. This is Jones working on Pierce. in some trouble there with a picked up dribble. Now bounces it low for McKee, who works on Allen. He'll take him toward the lane. Now tries to lean in and does draw the contact. We got a foul call coming on Jerome Allen, who is now campaigning to the officials that it not be a shooting foul. As Jerome picks up his second and the team's third, they are going to say it's a two-shot foul. So that does mean that Aaron McKee will go to the free throw line now with an opportunity to shoot a pair. The trail referee calling out a shooting foul, and McKee goes to the free throw line. Fine shooter from the line at 84%.
Aaron McKee will be saluted at the 90th Annual Sportswriters Banquet on January 24th at the Cherry Hill Hyatt. He has received the award of the Outstanding Amateur Athlete in Philadelphia.
And well-deserved as well.
That covers a lot of ground, and he's much deserving.
First one for McKee is up and good. The Atlantic 10's Player of the Year last year, the Big Five Player of the Year, winning the Giese Trophy, and now going to be honored at the Philadelphia Sports Writers Banquet a couple of weeks from now in Cherry Hill. 38 apiece, second free throw is good. Temple retakes the lead at 39-38. It's McKee with 12. This is Matt Maloney now taking it across. Give for Allen. Back to Maloney again, and they're going to come out and look to trap him now, try to turn up the defensive pressure a notch. This is Pierce to the left baseline. Got contact. Shot is no good, but Barry Pierce now going to the free throw line as he leaned in and back out again. Foul is going to be on Derek Petit. That's his third and the team's first.
We talked about Barry Pierce being a 1,000-point career scorer. He scored 138 points in his freshman year, 334 as a sophomore, and 391 a year ago.
And in the beginning portion of this year, Barry Pierce was probably the best Quaker as far as consistent play and the ability to take over a game. Now it seems as though Jerome Allen might have taken the hot hand away from him team-wide, and they're still hoping that Matt Maloney can come back to the form he showed last year. Pierce's first free throw is good.
And then they also beat two Scots, and other teams' defenses are paying more attention to Barry as they see how prolific a scorer he can be also.
3 out of 3 from the line tonight, looking for 4 out of 4. He gets it. It's a 40-39-10 lead now as Scott Kegler and Andy Barada come in to replace Pierce and Eric Moore.
Scott, in our next commercial timeout, we're going to keep it right here and tell our listeners more about that Philadelphia Sportswriters Banquet, which promises to be one sensational evening on Monday night, January 24th.
This is Aaron McKee into the forecourt now. 13:30 left of the game, 10 by a point. McKee going to try it himself. Shot is good over Krug. Aaron McKee beginning to take over offensively now for the Owls. 14 points on the game, and that gives Temple a one-point lead. We've been nip and tuck here for the first 7 minutes of the second half.
And Krug did force McKee to alter the arc on the shot, but Aaron still made it.
Kegler for Maloney. Right side three is good. Ryan drives, three-point jumper for Matt Maloney, who has 13 points. And it's the Quakers by two. This is Brunson. Working it inside. McKee coming free for the basketball. Says, I want it. I'm hot. Get it in my hands. Now they get it for Jones. Drive right baseline. Shot no good. And he's going to pick up the offensive foul. Great job by Tim Krug of getting offensive position. It's going to be Eddie's first and the team's second. And the Quakers will inbound with the length of the floor to go.
Of course, the irony of Matt Maloney coming to life to help lead the Quakers over the Owls to this point. His father, Jim Maloney, the top assistant to Owls head coach John Chaney.
This is Maloney now bringing it across, playing the point. Give up for Kegler, who's worked on by McKee on that side of the matchup zone defense. He's in some trouble now, and a lot of trouble as the dish off for Maloney and just avoids a 5-second call. Now Allen, fake a three, and he's going to get called for step. No. We got a foul call coming on the Temple Owls, a push-off foul against Rick Brunson, trying to fight his way through a screen. And so Brunson's going to get his second, and the team's third, and probably a good thing for the Quakers, Dan, because Allen probably would have been called for traveling as he began his drive.
Cutter inbound to Maloney.
Nonetheless, the Quakers get it back. 12 and a half left in the game. They lead by two. Kegler back to Maloney. He'll work it back to the top again. In between the circles, just inside the large red and white tee at half court here at McGonagall Hall.
Yeah, our broadcast position is so high up, you actually have to lean over to see the sideline immediately under it.
Now Maloney way outside. Try the three. Shot no good. And the rebound down to William Wright. And Maloney can't get that one to go, and Fran Dunphy for the first time tonight showed frustration in Maloney's shot selection. Now this is Jones down on the left side. And then we're so high, I turned to the guy next to me a moment ago and said, you like the game? He said, what game? I'm delivering the mail through the air. This is Jones right of the lane, leaning jumper up, no good. And the rebound coming down long to Jerome Allen. He's going to look to run again. Jerome down the right side, dish off for Barada. Now he'll go back to the top for Krug, but it's stolen away by Jones. They'll fly in. It's jump time. Jamming it home with 2 fists. And we're tied at 43. 17 points for Eddie Jones in a not enough ball game with 11 and a half to go.
I was going to say, you turn to the guy to the left of you, and it was William Penn, was he still wearing his Philly hat, you know?
I thought nothing in this town could be higher than Billy Penn's hat. But we are right now. This is Murata, left side. In some trouble. Now gets it to the top. Kegler wide open for three. He'll take it. Shot no good. Rebound tap for Murata. Fight for it. And now he's going to get called for the foul. Going over the back of Rick Brunson. For Andy, that's going to be personal number three and the team's fourth foul. With the 11-11 to go. Timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here. 43 apiece. Penn and Temple, Dan.
There, too. It's the 90th annual Philadelphia Sportswriters Banquet. Monday night, January 24th at the Cherry Hill Hyatt Hotel.
We're back to live action now, coming up on the 11-minute mark. Temple to inbound, and they bring it up. Tie game at 43 apiece. It was Temple by 2, 24-22 at halftime. One side, the Owls led by as many as 7 points in this game. This is McKee out on the right side now, giving it up for Jones. Back out top for McKee, and now up on the top of the circle. This is Brunson with just 10 on the shot clock. Rick will work it down on the corner. Now taking it back up to the top himself. Give off for McKee and a three-point jumper on the way. That shot is no good. Wrist is right rim. Rebound taps around. Comes free to Jerome Allen. And the Quakers will get a chance to bring it up now. Given for Pierce. Barry taking toward the lane. Kick back out top for Maloney. And a three-point jumper is up. That's no good. Long rebound. Maloney got his own. Now kick off for Pierce. Triangle pass down low for Krug. And the bank shot is good from the left of the lane. Tim Krug with 8 points. That's his first two of the half. And it's 45-43.
Temple led for the entire first half. Penn has led for much of this 10 minutes, first 10 minutes of the second half.
This is Brunson now, controlling out on the left side. Got to take it up around the circle, off to the right. Brunson crossing over on the dribble. Now give it back over to McKee with 13 on the shot clock. Aaron will work Maloney off to the left side. Give it back over to Jones. Less than 10 to shoot now as Jones works his way in. Great spin move to the baseline, and the shot is good. That's an NBA move right there. 19 points for Eddie Jones.
I think the last time we were up here to do a game shot, we talked about the fact that Temple may have 2 first-round NBA draft choices, the first time that a Big 5 team has ever accomplished that feat.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. Now this is Allen. Give back down for Maloney in the corner. Krug controls up top. And cross-court they go for Pierce. Take into the lane. Lean-in jumper on the way. Back iron no good. Rebound down to right. And Temple will bring it up. Try to break a 45 all tie. This is Rick Brunson dribbling with the left hand and now waits for things to clear out down low. He'll start to run motion on the offense. Contact, but no call down low. Two players hit the deck in Jones and Pierce. Brunson pulls up with a jumper and hit it from the right elbow. And Eddie Jones is hurt, Dan. He got crossed up and tangled up with Barry Pierce. Both of them hit the deck. No call was made on the play, and Jones apparently is the one coming away worse for wear. Real slow to get to his feet, and he is limping just a little bit, favoring his left leg. Let's to see whether or not he remains in the game, but it appears as though he will. Temple taking the lead on that Rick Brunson jumper. His 10th point of the game, but it's Temple 47, Penn 45 with 9:07 left. I'll have to check and see whether Jones is all right and whether the Quakers will try to take it right to him immediately to see if he is. This is Allen. In between the circles again for Pierce. Touch pass down low for Maloney. Back up top for Jerome. Looking at himself from the left side. For Moore, back over to Jerome. Screened off. He'll try the three. And he'll hit it again. Jerome Allen has 17 points. 5 of them coming on 3-pointers. And the Quakers have retaken a 1-point lead.
If the Quakers are going to win this, they're going to have to win it from the outside. Temple does not give up the easy shots from inside. They're going to force you to beat him from deep.
Jerome Allen just made a great play, helping out defensively Matt Maloney. Brunson had gotten past him, and Allen cut off his lane to the basket, forcing Rick to bounce back out. And Eddie Jones continues to limp away along that baseline. John's going to have to get him out of there. This is Brunson down off towards the left side, and we got a push-off foul coming against Jerome Allen. He says, "Ref, you can't mean me." And the official says, "Yes, son, if you wear number 53, I do." That's going to be his third personal foul and the 15th foul against the Quakers.
Shot, you may be too young to remember this, but Jim Brown, who I think was the greatest runner I ever saw in the National Football League, used to get up after every play limping and
he'd
just about make it back to the huddle.
Legendary.
And then he would run through 4 people and then exhibit that, you know, 10 flat speed and run 40 yards on the next play.
And we got a hell ball off the inbound. Derek Mateen brought it down. Jerome Allen with another heads-up play ties him up. The possession arrow, though, goes back to Temple. And the Owls will get the inbound with 33 on the shot clock.
Good news from Richmond, Virginia, where Villanova, we're told, has defeated the Richmond Spiders 81-80. And that means Steve Lapp's team is now 6-5. They're coming off that big win at St. John's.
Rick Brunson from the outside on the right. Hits on a three-pointer. He has now scored the last 5 points for Temple. That three-pointer gives him 13, and Temple a two-point lead. It is 50-48. Pierce back the other way with a hand in his face. Hits the three over Brunson. It's becoming a three-point fest. 12 points on the game for Barry Sears, and the Quakers retake the lead by a point. Ooh, we got a beauty. 7:45 left in the game.
Both of these teams will be playing at the next Big Five doubleheader against different opponents on Tuesday night, January 25th. It'll be LaSalle 10 at 7 and St. Joe Temple at 9 at the Spectrum.
And now they got Allen for his fourth foul. Reaching around the back of Jones, he tried for the steal, and now the Quakers bench is a bit perplexed at exactly what Jerome Allen was doing there. Jerome says, I want to stay in the game. We'll find out whether the coaches are going to let him do so, because we have got a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor, we take it as well. 7:31 left in the ball game. It's the Quakers by a point, 51-50. Welcome back to McGonigal Hall, the city game of the year being played here on North Broad Street tonight. And so far, it's lived up to the billing, specifically here in the second half. Penn with a one-point lead over number 13, Temple, 51-50. Couple of the game line stories to watch down near the end here, though. Eddie Jones is limping around the court after a collision with Barry Pierce, favoring one leg. And Jerome Allen, the guy who has done it all and led the Quakers with 17 points in this game, has just picked up his fourth personal foul.
And Eddie Jones has 19 points to lead all scorers. So the Quakers can ill afford to lose Allen. The Owls can ill afford to lose Jones.
Well, Allen is going to break title and stay on the bench. Jones, however, is going to remain in the game as the two teams come back out on the floor to begin play with just over 7.5 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. This one is a beauty. Jones now inbound from right in front of John Cheney in the Temple bench. As Temple goes to work offensively, Scott Kegler has been brought into the game for Penn to replace Jerome Allen. Now they're going to have to look somewhere else for that scoring punch. This is Brunson. Down the side, right side for Jones. Take in toward the lane. Shot up. No good, but he drew the foul. Eddie Jones will now go to the free throw line with an opportunity to shoot a pair as the Quakers get whistled for the foul, and Tim Krug is going to pick it up. That one is going to be Tim's first.
You know what else a big victory like this for Penn tonight could possibly accomplish? If somehow the Quakers did not win the Ivy League, and Princeton, make no mistake about it, is a very good team, Penn might be considered for an NCAA at-large berth.
Possibility. Jones' first free throw is up and good. That makes him 3 out of 5 from the line tonight, and he has an even 20 points to face all scorers. More importantly, just tied it up at 51. Now looks to give Temple the lead. His shot is no good. Rebound tapped off Pierce's hand, and Brunson comes free with the basketball. Heads up play by Rick Brunson, picking it up from the ground. Now Jones back out top for McKee. Another shot for the Owls to take the lead at the 7-minute mark. Brunson working it outside. Jones is there. Quakers sitting back in a 2-3 zone, daring the Owls to shoot. Now McKee will, and Curry from the right side. A three-pointer for Aaron McKee. And 17 points on the game for Aaron as Temple leads by 3. Quakers obviously going to sit back in that zone now because they don't have Allen in there to force the face anymore. How long does Fran Duffy hold him out? This is Pierce toward the right baseline. Lean in shot. Good, and he got the foul. They're going to call the foul on Eddie Jones, or are they going to call it on McKee? One way or another, this one is going on Temple, and they do say the basket is good as Barry Pierce flew in high. Aaron McKee with the personal is second, and the team's fourth. Pierce now to the line with a chance to retie the ball game with 6:47 to go.
How about Barry Pierce taking Aaron McKee to the hole? Aaron not only is a good offense player, but a good defensive player.
No doubt that Barry Pierce realizes no more Jerome Allen. If they're going to penetrate, it has to be him. He's 4-of-4 from the line tonight. Pulled the string on that one, but did get it to crawl up over the rim. So the free throw is good. He completes the three-point play and has 15, and we're tied up at 54. This is Jones into the forecourt. Pierce right there with him. Now the Quakers have shifted back to a man defense. Barry says he's not letting Eddie Jones make that go by him at all, and he won't. Now they give back over for McKee. Tough task for Scott Kegler to guard him. Maloney, Dog, and Brunson step for step. This is textbook game. McKee down toward the baseline. Pull-up jumper from there. Shot no good. Tapped around, rebound. McKee clear with it. It jams it home. He picked up the loose garbage on the ground. The first 2 points of the game for Derek McKee. And again, it's the Owls by a pair.
Eric Moore and Tim Krug are going to have to do a better job blocking out on the defensive boards for Penn.
Maloney working it out off on the right sideline. And now points out where he wants everyone going. This is Barry Pierce. Between the circles, back out for Krug. Has the open three. Now fakes. Kick back out for Maloney. He'll drive a three. That shot is around and no good. In and out. And the rebound down for McKee. Barron up ahead for Blugden. Now to Jones. Taking toward the lane. Floater on the way. That shot no good. Tapped around, rebound. Goes out of bounds, and they are calling a foul now, I believe, on Derek Petit. The foul call coming against Temple, and it will be against, I guess it's going to be against Aaron McKee is the call. One way or another, that is going to be the sixth Temple team foul. And no, they're going to say it's against, they're posting that it's against Jason Ivey. And that's going to be Jason's third. 5:43 left in the game, and Fran Duffy just answered my question. He just brought Jerome Allen and Sean Trice back into the game to replace Eric Moore and Scott Kegler. Lakers down by two with the basketball. Allen working the outside. Give it for Pierce. He'll take in toward the top. Inside for Trice. They collapse around him. So back outside for Pierce, and now Maloney, left side. 15 on the shot clock as Mack takes it to the top again. Give back for Allen. Cross court he goes for Pierce. Ball tipped away. Great defensive play by Jones. It goes out of bounds, but 11 still remain on the shot clock for Penn to get one away.
When it's working right, and it has much of tonight, that Temple matchup zone of John Chaney's is a thing of beauty to watch.
It's a good basketball game, Dan. Maloney now off on the right side. Get it for Pierce. He's open from three. Won't take it. Just five on the shot clock. Now as they get it to Allen. Lean in from three. Shot is an air ball. Wanted the contact and didn't get it. So it's 5:08 left in the game. Mark that down as a big possession. Temple with a two-point lead and we're getting the basketball back. Shot clock was winding down. Allen forced a three-point jumper with two men on him. Thought he might get the contact and didn't. Now this is Brunson as we break the five-minute mark. Given over to McKee in front of the Owl bench. Guarded there by Trice, who comes way out to defend him. Krug sitting back in the lane, looking to pick up anyone coming across. Now Brunson back up top. Temple very deliberate. 12 on the shot clock now as McKee controls again right side. Back to Brunson on the top. Screened off for three, won't take it. And now off to the right side, he still will take the three, and he hit it. Rattled it home from three-point range. 16 points for Rick Brunson, including 11 in this half, and it's Temple by five. Biggest lead they've had in a while, and now it's up to Penn to answer with 4:25 left. Allen inside the three-point arc, dribbles back in and out again. Off for Maloney on the right side.
The Owls' biggest lead in the game was seven. Both of those leads occurred in the first half.
And now Brunson with a steal. Took it away from Maloney. Going to pull up, lead back high for McKee. Driving layup is good. Aaron McKee puts Temple on top by 7, 61-54. Fran's going to have to get a timeout as the Quakers cross half court. The roof comes off, but got to go home. 4:02 remaining in the ballgame. It's Temple by 7, 61-54, and we're going to keep it right here.
The Quakers have hit four three-point shots in the second half, so a couple of those, and they're back to within one. And they have to get good defense here. They cannot give up second shots to Temple. The Owls lead 61-54, a seven-point lead. Oh, geez, I'm looking at the Temple. How many three-pointers shot?
7 3-pointers for the Quakers in the second half.
And let's see, as they back up, Jerome Allen, 17, Barry Pierce, 15, Matt Maloney, 16. Matt has 2 3-pointers in the second half. Allen has 3 3-pointers in the second half. Pierce has 2 3-pointers in the second half.
And here we go back to action now. Under 4 minutes to play. Temple by 7, 61-54. Quakers looking to make something happen. Maloney, get it to Krug in the high post on the right side. In some trouble there. Kicks back out. Ball tipped away. Almost stolen again. And now Maloney gets possession back. 13 on the shot clock. His back goes between the legs. Offer Pierce on the right side. Barry trying to glide in. Defensive pressure there. Now Jones tips it away. With 7 on the shot clock, it's going to save Penn's way. Jones can't believe the call. But just 7 on the shot clock now. Fran reminding the players that when they inbound, they got to get a shot off. Just 3:38 left in the game. And now Maloney. Get it to Allen. 4 on the shot clock. It's Jerome. Drives toward the baseline. Shot on the way. It's no good. He got his own rebound. Laid it back up. Shot is no good. And the rebound down to McKee. That's a big turnaround. Here comes Brunson the other way. Into the lane. Dish off for Ivy and a jam. Brunson is taking this game over. 63-54. The biggest lead for the Owls. Ivy with 4 points. But Rick Brunson's been doing it for Temple here in the second half.
What a beautiful over-the-head feed that was from Brunson to the tee.
So now here we go with Trice, just across half court. Sean going to look off for Krug, and now back over to Allen on the right side. 2:59 left in the game. We cross the three-minute mark. Allen calling his own number. Give it down for Krug. Ball kicked away by McKee. Actually, they don't call it a kick ball, but just a pass ball. So 11 on the shot clock, and the Quakers inbound with 2:54 left. They got to get some offense in a hurry. This is Maloney. Got to try a three-pointer. That shot is up. That shot no good. Rebound tapped around. McKee comes swing with it. Here comes Jones. The Owls in the driver's seat. Brunson now going to slow down the pace, and John Chaney says that he wants a timeout, and he will get it. Obviously going to reestablish what these troops want to do. Timeout on the floor will take it as well. Temple now in command, 63-54 with 2:40 left. We're back after this. We've got 2:40 left in the ballgame between Penn and Temple. The Owls right now leading by 9 with a big burst that they have put on. In fact, the Temple Owls have really sort of turned it up a notch. This game has been tied at 54, 9 consecutive points for the Temple Owls, and Rick Brunson has been a large part of turning this game around with defensive pressure, with assists, and also with his point total. Brunson now with 16, the third leading scorer for Temple. Denny Jones with 20, and Aaron McKee with 19. And Temple does have the basketball now, just inside half court. Quakers with no fouls to give. If they want to start fouling, I guess they would have to do it reasonably soon with 2:37 left, down by 9. This is Brunson out of the left baseline. Make that left sideline. Pick up the dribble, give it for Jones down low, and back up top again for Brunson. He finds McKee just inside half court. 12 on the shot clock now as McKee will work out right side on Trice. Going to try to take him inside, and we've got a push-off foul coming on Sean Trice. And you did not want to see that if you were Fran Dunphy. You're going to let all that time expire and put a guy on the line for a 1-1. First of all, you don't want to let all that time go off the clock. And second of all, you don't want the best free throw shooter from the other team. Aaron McKee is that at 84%.
Good clock management by Temple. They took 27 seconds off the clock. The 35-second clock was down to 8. And how many times, Scott, have we seen in the late going a team with a lead force up shots without taking any time off the clock this year?
This year, quite a few times. You're right. McKee's first free throw is good. He's 3 for 3 from the line tonight. As a team, the Owls shooting an uncharacteristically high 70%, 7 out of 10. 64-54, Temple by 10 points. The Quakers have a big hill to climb up now. McKee's second shot on the way. It's good. 65-54, the Owls by 11 with 2:20 left in the game. And Al Pierce going to bring it into the forecourt. Senses emergency here. Driving toward the lane, and he gets fouled as he goes up for his shot. Foul call is coming against Derek Mattee, and Derek is going to pick up his fourth foul. It's going to be the 16th foul against the Owls, and it puts Barry Pierce at the line. More importantly, you didn't want to see that if you're John Chaney, Dan, because it stops the clock. Gives the Quakers a chance for a couple of points, but it stops the clock at 2:14.
We want to remind our listeners, we have Drexel Rutgers coming up next to WSSJ 13, 10 a.m.
They call that not a shooting foul. Now Allen off the inbound, tries the three, launches it, and hits it. Jerome Allen with a three-pointer, yet another one. 20 points on the game, 6 of them on three-pointers. 2:04 left. Owls by 8, into the forecourt with Rick Brunson at the control. He's going to cross over, give it back over for McKee left side. Trice tries to stay with him as McKee fakes a drive. Now he will drive. Dish off for Mattee in the lane, soft jumper up, and it's good. Nice dish off by Aaron McKee to Derek Mattee. 4 points for Mattee, and Allen's got to answer back the other way. Back out for Maloney, and a 3-point jumper is up. Back iron, no good. Crew fights for the rebound. Brunson saves it inbound. Big save by Rick Brunson. He has been the man of the game. Temple by 10 with a 1:30 left. And now some jawing back and forth. Barry Pierce and Eddie Jones are nose to nose. The officials will separate them. No fouls are being called here, I don't believe. But Barry and Eddie are going back and forth. And now the crowd is getting into it as well. The officials doing a great job of making sure both benches stay exactly where they are. John Chaney furious with the officiating, saying that Barry Pierce was holding up Eddie Jones. They walk away from each other now. No fouls called, and Temple to inbound with 29 to shoot, just a minute 32 left in the game, and the Owls with a 10-point lead. This is Jones giving up for Brunson. Rick going to take it across. If Penn's going to foul, they're going to have to foul right now. Brunson getting into the hands of Ivy. They will foul him immediately. Barry Pierce does get to him, and Chaney wants an intentional foul that he's not going to get. Barry Pierce just picked up his fourth foul. They chose wisely in fouling Jason Ivey, only 5 out of 20 from the free throw line this year for 25%. And this is a 1-1, the last 1-1 for Temple.
Penn's doing what they have to, and they have given Temple a run for the Owls' money, but it certainly appears the Quakers are going to fall short with just a minute 25 remaining in the game at Temple, 67, Penn 57.
Ivey's free throw is good. He hit it. Clutch free throw from Jason Ivey, the sophomore out of Gadsden, Alabama. His first point of the game. No, that's not his first point of the game. That's his fifth point of the game. 68-57. Temple 75% from the line tonight. As a team, they usually shoot 66. Second free throw is no good. Krug down with the board. Quaker's in a hurry. Down by 11. This is Allen into the forecourt, taking himself in toward the lane. Awesome contact. Shot on the way. No good. They say actually no shot. Foul came on the ground. It will be a one-and-one opportunity for Jerome Allen as the foul is called against Jason Ivey, his fourth.
Temple 68-57. Jerome Allen at the foul line for Penn so far tonight. Jerome has 20, including 2 for 2 at the free throw line.
Allen spreads the legs wide. First free throw is good. Gets his team back within 10. Now if you're the Quakers, you're looking to pressure the ball off the inbound if he hits this and possibly go for the quick foul, but it's going to be a two-shot foul the rest of the way. Second one is up, and that's around the rim. No good. Rebound for Batiste, and they foul immediately. Barry Pierce is just fouled out of the game if they called it on him. I believe they did. No, they're going to call it on Trice. So Pierce does live for the last minute 17. And Derek Batiste now goes to the free throw line back down the other way with just 1 second expiring. He will have a two-shot foul with Temple in the lead by 10.
Last week we were talking to Steve Rosenberry, who predicted that the two Temple Owls, Eddie Jones and Aaron McKee, would be drafted in the first round. He also feels the Quakers' outstanding junior backcourt are going to be both drafted, Jerome Allen and Matt Maloney, after they graduate next year.
But he's a 58% shooter with two shots here. First one is good. Temple, 10 out of 14 from the line tonight. That's 5 points for Derek Batiste in his first trip. One more shot at it. Looks very grim if you're a Quaker fan. Looks great if you're a Temple fan. Next one for Batiste. Clangs it off the back iron. No good. Rebound down to Trice. And here come the Quakers once again trying for some instant offense. Allen on the outside. Working on Brunson. Takes him in. Back out again. Pierce is way away from the basket. Now inside finds Trice. In some traffic. Shot is up. It's good. And the Quakers call an immediate timeout with a bunch of 5 left. Trailing by 9. Fran Dunphy is going to call for the timeout. We'll take it as well. 1:05 left in the game. Temple 69, Penn 60. We're back with the finish from McGonigal right after this. Experience the excitement of college basketball when the Penn men and women's teams host Lafayette College next Monday at the Palestra. The Quaker women kick off this Palestra doubleheader at 5:45, and this game will be followed by the men's game at 8 o'clock. For tickets to the doubleheader and other Penn games, call the Palestra ticket office at 215-898-6151. That's 215-898-6151. Next Monday night, a Palestra doubleheader. Penn against Lafayette. Women's game at 5:45, the men's game at 8. 215-898-6151.
Earlier tonight, the Penn women defeated the Temple women in women's Big Five City Series play here at McGonigal. 63-55, the final in that one.
Now here we go back to play. Penn looking for a miracle now, trailing by 9. Temple broke out with this game tied up at 54 and ran off 9 straight points. It's given him this big lead. And now McKee in some trouble, gets trapped, and he will go to the line to shoot 2 as the foul call comes quickly after just 2 seconds expire on the clock. Foul call is going to be against Eric Moore. It's going to be his first. He's not in any foul trouble at all. Doesn't really matter at this point. With just 1:03 left, Aaron McKee, who's 4 out of 4 from the line tonight, goes to the line to shoot 2, trying to put the Owls up by 11.
Barring a miracle, Penn's 8-game winning streak is going to come to an end. But, Scott Graham, I believe that the Quakers have shown that they can just about play with anybody. They've played at USC, at Ohio State. They played Washington at Washington. They beat Georgia, who beat Kentucky. Here they are in Temple's home floor where the Owls are 97-12 under John Chaney. And the Quakers have acquitted themselves very, very well.
McKee's first free throw is good. 10-point ball game with 1:03 left. One more try for Aaron. And his shot is up. It's no good. He remains stuck at 22 points. Here come the Quakers, quickly into the fourth row. We break the 1 minute mark as Allen drives down the lane. Layup is off and good. What a great move. And now Maloney thought he stole the inbound pass. They were throwing the ball back and forth, and apparently Temple never had gone out with it before it was touched by an Owl. Maloney thought he had a steal. It's still an 8-point game, and now the Quakers get some defensive offensive substitutions back in. Temple will inbound the ball with 56 seconds remaining. Jones runs the baseline, gets it in quickly to Ivey, and they get there immediately to foul him. Krug with the foul, and Jason Ivey with a two-shot foul now, and 55 seconds to go. Pretty good clock management, and also the Quakers continuing to pick the right guy to foul, and Jason Ivey.
Penn's next game is Lafayette next Monday night, January 17th at the Palestra. That's the second half of a Penn-Lafayette men's women's doubleheader. Temple's next game is at Rhode Island this Saturday, January 15th.
Here's Jason Ivey, who hit a big free throw a couple of moments ago, one out of two from the line tonight for a 25% shooter. He'll have two tries here. First one is up, and it's no good.
Steve Lapis, Villanova Wildcats, coming off of consecutive road wins at St. John's and at Richmond tonight, where they beat the Spiders 81-80, host Syracuse at the Spectrum on Saturday.
Now Ivy's second free throw is up. That's also no good. He missed the pair. And here come the Quakers now with a chance to cut to 6 or 5. Allen going to get it down in the corner for Pierce, but it's stolen away by Jones. The ball in the hands of Rick Brunson. A big steal by Eddie Jones, and now they're playing keep away. Petit long down the court for Ivy, and he's going to get fouled. They call a three-point play. Matt Maloney thought he had Ivy fouled on the floor, but Ivy got the layup to go and the contact. He's going to get a shot of a three-point play, and with 38 seconds to go, there's your backbreaker. Temple by 10, a chance to stretch it to 11.
That whistle could have been blown 5 seconds earlier. That's the kind of a late call that can get somebody hurt.
Ivy's free throw trying to cap off the three-point play, and it's no good again. Here it comes quickly out to Maloney, but the Quakers down by 10 in a couple of three-pointers and a miracle. Crew going to try from three, left side. His shot is no good. McKee with the rebound. That'll about do it for this ballgame. 27 seconds left as McKee gets it ahead for Ivy. Now to Petit and into the hands of Brunson, who's all by his lonesome. Alley-oop for Jones. He saw Eddie Jones streaking in from the side. Eddie Jones with the basket, 22 for the game. To tie McKee for team high. Temple going to win this one. Look at this. Jerome Allen from way downtown hit a three to get his team back within 9, but now there are just 12 seconds remaining in the ballgame. 74-65. We're going to keep it right here as Temple's going to win in 8th of the season, and the Quakers will lose their second.
We'd like to take this opportunity to tell you about the Philadelphia Sportswriters 90th annual banquet. It will be on Monday night, January 24th at the Cherry Hill Hyatt. And if you would like tickets for the banquet, you can contact Robbie Kenny at the Courier Post over in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Rob Kenny is our ticket chairman, and we'll tell you about some of the many stars who are going to be honored there, who include Lenny Dykstra, Kurt Schilling, Jim Eisenreich of the Phillies, as well as the front office brass, president and owner Bill Giles, general manager Lee Thomas, manager Jim Fregosi. Of course, the Phillies, one of the themes, naturally, is being the 1993 National League pennant winners. It's also the 90th banquet. This is the oldest, the biggest, and the best sports award banquet in the country. You'll want to be on hand to see the likes of Dr. J, Julius Erving, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, Greg Carter, head coach of the Sixers, Sean Bradley, Eagles running back Vaughn Hebron, Eagles linebacker William Thomas, Flyer greats Bernie Perron and Bill Barber, Robert Brennan from Garden State Park, former Eagle greats Steve Van Buren and Chuck Bednarik, Boston College quarterback Glenn Foley, Penn head football coach Al Bagnoli, who led the Quakers to an undefeated season, along with his star quarterback Jimmy McGeehan, John Giannini, head coach of the Rowan College Prop, whose team is ranked number one in the country in Division III. They'll all be on hand at the 90th Annual Sportswriters Banquet, Monday, January 24th at the Cherry Hill Hyatt.
Last 12 seconds of the game. Temple inbounding now. McKee with the basketball, and Maloney is just not going to give up here. He fouls Aaron McKee with 11 seconds left of the game. The crowd, the ones that don't have their coats on yet, are booing a bit as McKee will go to the free throw line. Gives him a chance to pad his scoring statistics and give the Quakers a chance possibly to get off another three-point shot, but not going to be in a whole lot here. A very dejected Penn bench, a very relieved Temple bench. The Owls are going to win this ballgame. McKee goes to the line, tied for the team high with 22 points. 6 out of 6 from the line tonight. First one is up, and it's good. 7 out of 7. He is a terrific free throw shooter. He told you 84% coming into the game, and you expect that number to just grow all year because he's got a beautiful looking shot.
Well, you can expect to see 3 or 4 of the players on the floor right now in the NBA in a couple of years.
No doubt about it. McKee's next one is up, and it is good. 8 out of 8, 24, game-high 24 points for McGee. Back the other way, here come the Quakers, and we got another steal as Jones batted it away to Brunson. 5 seconds left in the game. Brunson with 3-2. He's just going to dribble the clock away, and that's going to provide the final margin of victory. The Temple Owls, the number 13 team in the country, holding off a valiant effort from the Penn Quakers tonight as Temple wins it by a score of 76-65. Dan and I are going to keep it right here right now as we wrap up this ball game. 76-65, Temple the victory.
The next Big Five City Series doubleheader takes place at the Spectrum Tuesday night, January 25th. The Penn Quakers will be playing the LaSalle Explorers at 7, followed by the St. Joseph's Hawks and the Temple Owls at 9. Two big games for the price of one. A Big Five City Series doubleheader, Tuesday night, January 25th at the Spectrum. Big Five basketball tickets are available at the Spectrum box office and all Delaware Valley Ticketmaster outlets, as well as the participating schools, LaSalle, Penn, St. Joseph's, and Temple. We hope to see you at the Spectrum Tuesday night, January 25th, for the second of three Big Five doubleheaders.
Once again, that final score, 76-65, Temple over Penn tonight.
Temple victory tonight, what enabled the Owls to defeat Penn?
I think basically in the first half we came out a little flat. Matt had a tough night shooting in the first half. We thought we could come out in the second. I mean, we hung close. We were down two at halftime. We thought we could come out in the second half. The shots we hoped would drop, but it seemed as though they just weren't going down. And we made a lot of bad decisions with the ball, a lot of turnovers. They converted our turnovers into, you know, dunks, got the crowd into the game. It's really hard to come back when you get three dunks in a row, you know, pull the crowd into the game, go up 8 or 9 points.
Tim, one thing that Scott and I discussed on the broadcast, which seems to be more and more apparent, which is a compliment to the wonderful Penn team on which you play, it appears that Pennsylvania can play just about anybody, anywhere, and give them a game. It doesn't appear that you're intimidated to play any place.
No, I think you're right. We're definitely not intimidated. We went out to USC, beat them. We hung with Ohio State. We should have won that game. We beat Georgia and Washington out in Seattle. And we hung tight with Temple. But it's getting to the point where we're just tired of hanging in there. You know, we're trying to make a mark for ourselves. We have to win these games. And just hanging in there isn't enough anymore. That was good enough last year.
Who's the best team you've played this year? I know I sprung that on you, but...
I think Temple probably is. I think Ohio State isn't as good as they've been in past years. Georgia was a very good team, but Temple probably is the best. I mean, they have two guys. Aaron and Eddie are both probably going to be playing in the NBA next year, getting $1 million to do what they're doing now. So I think Temple definitely has the most talent as far as the teams we played this year.
Well, Tim Krug, thanks for joining us. You know, it's always much easier to have a conversation after a game in which you won, but we appreciate your taking the time and coming all the way up here. This is another game in itself, getting all the way up to our press box location, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish they did that before the game when I had some energy to come up here.
Listen, Tim, thank you. And Tim's the 6'9 sophomore out of Penn Charter who's been such a good addition to that Penn front court. Keep up the good work and best of luck in the Ivy League.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully next time it'll be after win I'm up here.
Okay, Tim, thank you. And with Scott Graham, I'm Dan Baker. The final score tonight from McGonigal Hall in Philadelphia, Temple 76, Penn 65. We'd like to thank Fred Handy, our coordinating producer at the WSSJ studios in Camden tonight. Our producer, our technical engineer here at the remote site at McGonigal Hall, John Weber. Our statistician, Dean Esposito. Now for Scott Graham, I'm Dan Baker, inviting you to stay tuned to WSSJ for the tape delay broadcast of Drexel Rutgers, which you will hear in its entirety immediately following. The final score from McGonigal Hall, among Big Five rivals, Temple gets the better of Penn. The final score, Temple 76, Penn 65. Good night, everybody.